guys, welcome back to the Wise Up, Rise Up podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I want to talk about if they say they love you, right? A lot of people can throw around that word love, right? My aunt taught me that at the end of the day, love stems from within. We are created, God created us out of love. So what does that mean? My understanding of it is that we are all love. Somebody cannot come and give you something that you already embody. You are in the embodiment of love. So what happens when you intertwine with another person, right? We are all sharing the love that we already stem with inside of ourselves. So when somebody comes inside of your life and says that they love you, right? Everybody's perspective in the embodiment of love that they have with inside of themselves is different, right? In the sense of like, this person could say, I love you. And the love that they have with inside of themselves is, it's like their love can be, their love language can be like, okay, they'll shower you with gifts, but don't know how to be emotionally available. Their type of love could be like, they love you in the sense of like, they're emotionally available to be affectionate, but they can't communicate, right? Like, I just feel like everybody's love language is different in the sense of like how much love that they are, you know, tuned into and tapped into from within, right? And somebody cannot come and let's say they don't know how to respect themselves, right? And they lack self-love in knowing how to respect their body, respect their mind, respect their time. So how else do you think they're going to show up for you? They cannot share that love of respecting your body or your mind if they don't know how to do that for themselves. So it's like somebody can easily throw around and say that word, I love you, but their love language and the amount of love that they are tuned in and tapped into their self is how much they will be able to show up and share it with you. So I think getting caught up on that word, when somebody says, I love you, we can easily get so caught up to be like, oh my gosh, this person loves me. And I know that they love me and I know they care about me and I know they'll treat me like this and they'll treat me. No, because you can literally think, okay, your definition of love is okay, respect, affection, understanding, communication, all this other shit. And you expect that through when you say you love somebody. But at the end of the day, that person could say they love you and they're not even tuned in and tapped into half of that shit that you're saying with inside of themselves because they don't know how to treat themselves that way. They're not tuned in to that love with inside themselves. I always say to people, I say, listen, someone's going to treat you the best in their ability, first of all, and how they know how, based off of how they treat themselves and based off of how they see that you treat yourself. So it's like, it's so easy to get caught up when somebody comes to you and says, oh yeah, baby, I love you or whatever. Trust and believe, I learned to not get infatuated or all giddy when somebody says, oh, I love you. The end of the day, I look at it in the sense of how are they treating themselves, right? If you're to come to me and say, I love you, are you loving on yourself? Are you showing up for yourself? The amount of love that you're saying that you have for me, do I see you reciprocating it to yourself? Because if I see that you're not reciprocating it to yourself, then how the hell can you come and say you love me and come give me all that that you don't even show yourself? That's false. You know what I mean? It's like so many people say the word I love you or whatever. They don't even know how to love themselves. So if you don't know how to love yourself, how can you come and love me? And that's the biggest thing and that you have to, you know, see when another person comes and says, I love you. Because people be showing you who the fuck they are, but you get so caught up in what they be saying. Do not get caught up on what they be saying. Get caught up on what they be showing you. Not through just their actions towards you, but their motherfucking actions towards themselves. Because somebody cannot come and like, show you all these things that you so desire and you want or they say they will give you if they ain't doing it for themselves. That's the proof in the pudding that I had to realize, because I used to get men coming to me all the time and saying, oh yeah, this, this, that, and the third. But then when I would take a step back and see that, damn, they don't even be doing that shit for themselves. So how the hell can they come and really, truly me believe that they can do it for me if they're not even doing it for themselves? You get what I'm trying to say? So that's the biggest red flags that y'all need to see when another person tries to come and say they love you. It's like, all right, cool. Do you love yourself? And that's how you can easily not get caught up in the mix to believe, oh my gosh, like this person loves me. This person's going to treat me good. This person's going to be with me forever. This, this, that, and the third. Like, as soon as a lot of people, as soon as you hear that word love, we automatically create all these stories inside of our head about this other person. You know what I mean? And those stories that you create in your head is not necessarily true just because that person said, I love you, right? So I think that's the biggest thing that I learned based off of experience, right? Is not to get so caught up and not to automatically believe, you know what I mean, all these things that I would create inside of my head just because I heard that word love come from that other person's mouth. And this has happened to me recently where somebody that I've known for a very, very long time turned around and said, okay, yeah, I loved you from time. I love you, you know? And but at the same time, when I seen this person's actions and how they were towards themselves, I said to myself, nah, I think you got it confused. You can't be loving me when you're not even showing that shit to yourself. And then when I asked them, what's your definition of love? It was nowhere close to what I thought the definition of love is towards myself. So then I said to myself, I'm like, nah, they can't show up for me in the way of love in how I show up for myself. Like, it wouldn't work. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought, you know, for me, love is respect. Love is kindness. Love is honesty. Love is appreciation. Love is all these things that I show myself, right? And I said to myself, I'm like, damn, if I'm showing myself this shit, this person can't even show up for me and really love me deeply and how I think and I believe love is. So I said to myself, it would never work. So at the end of the day, everybody's love in how they define it is based on the ability and how they're showing up for themselves and how I see it. So if you see another person saying that they love you, but how you see you show up for yourself and loving yourself and caring for yourself is not how they show up for themselves or even how you show up for yourself. A lot of times people will turn around and say they love themselves, but they don't even respect their body. How the fuck do you love yourself, but you don't even respect your body? You know what I'm saying? You have to see these things and you have to work on these things, because if you want so badly to be respected, you need to respect yourself. If you so badly want to be cared for, you need to care for yourself. You know what I'm trying to say? Everything is a mirror. Everything is a reflection. Everything is vibration. Everything is energy. And if you don't believe this, this is fucking science. Go read. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I'm telling y'all based off of experience, based off of the things that I've learned. You know, I always say it in all my podcasts is like the definition of temporary insanity is doing the same shit, expecting different results. You cannot expect different results inside of your life if you keep doing the same shit over and over and over and over again. It's like you're beating your head against the wall saying, yeah, I want love. I want to be loved. This, this, that, and the third. But you're not doing it for yourself. You're not waking up to make the changes for yourself. So how can you expect somebody else to come and value you and care about you and do all this other shit if you're not even doing it for yourself? Or you keep listening to somebody who is saying they'll do it for you, but they're not doing it for themselves. Do you get where I'm going with this? So trust me, don't get caught up in a cycle or get caught up missing the red flags just because somebody says they love you, right? I'm sharing with y'all great tips in how you can save yourself a lot of time, a lot of energy, and save yourself from getting inside of situations where somebody cannot emotionally provide to you the things that you still desire and you want as a human being. So take these tips, run with it. I hope that has inspired you and helped you in some sort of way to really understand what love is, really understand, you know, love when somebody says that they love you, to help you, to, you know, not to get into situations where this person cannot be emotionally involved, cannot really show you love because they don't show themselves that. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in, y'all. Catch you guys in another episode. Thank you so much for supporting the Wise Up Rise Up community. Make sure you're following me on my YouTube channel at Tracy Ann Gobin. Make sure you're following me on my TikTok, Wise Up Rise Up NARC. Make sure you're supporting the Wise Up Rise Up community, because I'm here to inspire you, motivate you, and help you mentally and emotionally to become the best damn version of yourself today. Catch you guys again on another episode.